So, welcome to Extra Extra Funny.
Hey there.
What are we going to do, y'all? What are we going to do? We used to have a listener. Her name was Regina. And Regina lived in Frogmore, Louisiana. And she would call us, and we'd answer the phone. The name of the radio station was 93QID. We'd say, 93QID, hello. And she'd go, TJ, what we going to do? What do you mean, Regina?
What
you going to play for me?
Is that what she wanted? She wanted a song request or something?
It could be that, or she could be, like one night she called yelling at me because she thought we had her house bugged and we were broadcasting her thoughts and whatever she was saying in her house. Yeah.
So she was crazy, or was she drunk?
No, I don't think she was drunk, but I don't know that she was crazy.
She was right. They bugged her house.
Yeah, sure did.
Do you ever follow up? Do you know if she's still around? Or
No. You mean alive or in that area? She moved or something?
Anything.
No. All of the above.
No. I don't even know where I would look.
I have the feeling that if you were born and raised in Frogmore, Louisiana, you're probably going to die in Frogmore, Louisiana.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't know why I think that.
Maybe at a younger age, I would think.
Yeah. You know?
Yeah.
Hey, they have an airport there, I see.
Oh, do they really?
No.
Delta Ultralight Airport.
Oh. Interesting. Time.
And it's just for homemade gliders and stuff, though, right? Yeah. Is that what ultralight means?
Kites.
It's all incoming flights, no alcohol. You don't leave Frogmore. Yeah.
Yeah. You're staying forever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, I'm usually the last one to arrive at the studio in the mornings when we get started. And Lindsay's first day, she wasn't parked in the spot that I park in. She was parked in the one right beside the one that I park in, but made it to where I couldn't swing my truck around and get it in there in one swoop.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, because I'm not a great parker, and the others because it's a tight turn in a pickup. You know, so I made a little joke about it, you know, and then I said later, you don't have, I was just joking. You can park wherever, but I didn't know that meant that she was going to pick Riggins' exact spot where he parks. Cause I rounded the corner today and Riggins is backed up into a spot all the way across the parking lot. And I was like,
cussing me out the whole time.
And then I looked and Lindsay was in your spot.
She was in
spot. I actually didn't realize, I know you were joking the other day, but I didn't realize y'all had certain spots. And it's kind of a big deal. I mean, a little bit.
It just hurts the whole morning.
And I'm cool with that. I just swing into the most convenient.
Yeah.
But
what's funny is that, so there's one spot on the left of Lindsay that's all the way up against the curb, and that's kind of a tight fit too.
Yeah.
But then there's three open spots on the right side of her. And I knew I couldn't park in any of those three spots because TJ is not a great parker. So I'm like, we really have to leave him like three open spots, one for him to park in and two on either side just in case it gets wrong. So I was like, I really don't have an option. I have to park over here.
Yeah.
Even though there's like six open
ones. And you backed in?
Well, I went to pull and I went, oh, that's not going to work. So I just like backed.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. That takes some talent. See, I don't do that. I'm not a great parker either. I use my camera parking, you know, to park and do pretty much anything.
And she's got a big car. So
yeah.
I was like, let me just let them figure this out.
Yeah. So I think what I'm going to do is just keep going straight and just like run my car into the tree.
Just park at 7-Eleven.
Just gonna keep going to keep going.
There's a grocery store right down the street.
Yeah.
They let people catch the city bus there.
Lindsay comes walking up through the woods.
Yeah.
With her bag.
If you can get there early enough, I can pick you up from the Walgreens.
Oh, yeah. Perfect.
So at one point, not long ago, Rob started parking in a spot over that was closer to where I park, and I couldn't swing in easily and all that. So I didn't make a big deal out of it. I just went and parked in a different place to use a different entrance.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Other side of the building.
Just like the front.
And then walked through the door announcing, I guess I'll just be parking in front of the building now.
Yeah.
Not a big deal. It's not a problem.
Yeah.
Making it known.
Yeah, I'll use the general public entrance in the building, but it's fine.
Did Rob move after that, or he was like, no?
Eventually he did. I don't know what happened.
Yeah, I don't remember why I parked in a different place to begin with now.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it was something about your back.
Maybe.
Couldn't walk the extra 3 feet from his other one.
It was bad at one point.
Mm-hmm. You know, he has back issues. Not as much anymore.
Oh, okay.
Sciatica? Like,
yeah.
Oh, I know that well. I had it when I was
pregnant. Lindsay, since we've last worked with her 8 years ago, she has developed so many ailments.
Yeah. Yeah. I have. I mean,
TMJ.
Yes.
She's, what are you allergic to? Some medicine you're allergic to?
Yeah. What else did I just...
Feet are huge now because of having babies and made her...
Acid reflux?
Acid reflux. TMJ. Did I say TMJ?
Yeah. You thought you might have had diabetes because of the babies at one point? Didn't you say that?
Oh, no.
Oh, okay.
She got diabetes from the candy she did this morning.
Yeah. If anything, I have it now. Yeah. I'm actually more healthy when I'm pregnant. Yeah. Now I have it.
Did y'all know that women sometimes will, their shoe size will go up after they have babies?
I never heard of that.
Yeah.
Jody's did. It went up. I think either it was a half size with each kid.
And it's permanent?
Sometimes they go back, but mine did not, and Jody's did.
Dang.
Is it true that when a woman has a girl child that rumor that the women give all their looks to the girl, but when they're having a boy, the mother looks much more
glowy
and beautiful and stuff. Is that true?
It was true for me. I mean, yeah. I'm not saying she took all my whatever, but like I definitely was more glowy with him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've always heard that. I was like, how does that work? You know.
I don't know if that's really true, but
I don't know.
I don't know.
I know that Jody's pregnancy with Lainey, our older child, was a lot easier than the one with the boy later.
Well,
yeah, she was at the gym on the treadmill all the way pretty much up until time to have Lainey.
Dang.
But that boy one just put her down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did she mind the chains that you put on her wrist to hold her on the treadmill when she was...
No, she said it was fine, you know, because nice. I would adjust them the more she would swell.
It's rubbing me wrong. Mm.
don't they say you, if it's a certain gender, you carry it higher or lower?
Yeah, they say all of that, but I don't know that any of that is a... I don't know that I believe. It's kind of superstition, wives' tale things, I think. I don't know.
I don't know. I gained I gained 65 pounds. Is that shocking?
With which one? Both?
Delilah. No, the second one I gained like 25 maybe.
Yeah, because, I mean, we were trying to guess how much it's been. So, Riggins, I think you won. You won the pot. Yeah.
65 pounds with her. Yeah, I was huge.
And so when are you, like, do you have a date on your calendar when you're going to start trying to lose it?
It's already been 2.5 years and I haven't lost all of it yet. So things aren't looking good.
The goal
that's
is
why
50.
You can't steer that car into a parking spot.
Yeah.
Steering wheel's hitting your belly.
Yeah. Everyone's like, give yourself grace. No, like it's been 2.5 years. Like,
65
pounds. I mean, woo! Obviously, you know.
Did you go?
I lost the majority of that.
Were you going crazy, like eating and stuff?
Not really. I mean, the same with both. I think it just hit me different. You would be shocked at some of the photos that I have of myself. Yeah. Like, just. And it was an all over weight gain with her. Mm-hmm. With him, it was just like my belly. So, yeah. I don't know. My neck. I mean, just. frightful. Too bad it wasn't Halloween.
So
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it was rough.
Ugh, how disappointing.
It was gross.
Did Jody put on a lot of weight when she was pregnant?
It was the opposite. With Lainey, it was just like a little volleyball in her shirt.
Mm-hmm.
And with boy, she gained not a lot.
Yeah.
But she gained it in different places.
Mm-hmm.
And he was little. He was a lot smaller than Lainey when he was born.
Really?
Yeah.
It's like a lot of fluid, and it's just a lot of stuff.
Yeah, but I got sick of hearing about that shit.
Yeah.
It's like, all that complaining.
Did you poop yourself when you gave birth?
Oh, I was like...
right now.
I'm like, I don't know. Did I? I actually don't know. I could. I mean, I couldn't feel anything, so I would assume maybe. But
yeah, a lot of women do.
I know that's the only reason I brought it up because TJ.
I'm sure a lot of women poop themselves. I mean, I had like three epidurals. I feel like I definitely did.
Well, I mean, they had a lot to get through.
Yeah. Like, look at all this fat here.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh man.
You can't even get it in your back.
Oh, we got them. 1,000-pound sisters in here.
Yeah. Like, where are the cameras?
Yeah.
I'm ready for my moment.
Where's that mean Greek doctor? Yeah. What's his name?
I know. I watched that.
Jody loves that guy.
Yeah. I do, too.
She's like, I'm a picky eater. I assure you, ma'am, you are not a picky eater.
If you weigh 450 pounds, you are not a picky eater.
It was funny.
You could have learned, if you had done anything I said, you would lose the weight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I really did. I really did. No, you didn't.
Did you really have three epidurals?
I did.
Was it the first two just didn't take or what?
I was just in there so long. They just kept wearing off. I'm like, hit me again.
You know where that shot goes, Rob?
I don't.
In the spine.
Ah! Mm-hmm. It sounds awful.
And the women getting it, welcome it. Yeah. Shoot me in the spine.
Yeah, please. I'd take one right now.
It's the greatest time I've ever had in my life.
Yeah.
When Lainey was born, our neighbor across the street was a hypnotist, not like at a comedy club or anything, but the type. Yeah, has an office and stuff like that. And she tried to convince Jody not to do an epidural and let her hypnotize her.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
Help her through the pain of childbirth. And Jody didn't entertain that for one second.
Not at all.
No. So then later on, that woman had a baby. And they brought the baby home. And we're over there looking at it and say, wow, how did you do without the epidural and all that? And she goes, well, I had complications, and I ended up having to have the epidural.
Really?
Yeah, right. Yeah, don't say.
You mean you couldn't hypnotize yourself out of the pain?
Come on.
But then old women are quick to tell you, they didn't have that back in my day.
Oh, I know. I've heard it many times.
Yeah. Girls don't know how lucky you are. We didn't have epidural, and we carried a purse every day, everywhere we went.
Yep.
I saw a crazy video of woman and a husband driving her to the hospital. She's about to give birth. And right there on the sidewalk in front of the hospital, she just like reaches down and the baby just comes like right out. Mm. And the nurse is there with the blanket and they catch it. And like in the parking lot.
Mm.
And it's like, wow, it's incredible.
Oh my God. I would be so pissed if I was at the hospital visiting somebody and I had to see that.
Yeah.
I'd be like, do something with yourself.
You're gross.
How tacky.
You're nasty.
I mean, it was within seconds. I mean, she's like holding her stomach all of a sudden. It's just like, the babies are, oh my God.
Kind of jealous of that fast.
Yeah, so you said you were in there a long time?
Yeah, like 3 days.
You were in labor 3 days?
I was in labor like 48 hours and then.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it was. And finally he came in and he was like, we're going to just do a C-section. This is.
Yeah. Was that the first one or the second
one? First. Second one was really quick. But, So he used the suction, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
And he tried one time. It didn't work. He said, this is it. And if this isn't, we're rushing you to. And it happened.
So, okay. So you didn't have the C-section. So did she have cone head?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And he, they kind of form it a little bit.
Yeah.
So she didn't need a
helmet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But those helmets are so cute, though. But
and I know you would have bedazzled it all up.
Yeah. My friend Holly, her little boy has it. It just wrecked her. Like, she was so upset. I was like, put some charms on that thing. Like, you can fix it up.
Yeah. Aunt Lynn will fix it.
Yeah. But.
Damn. Three days.
It was a long time.
No, you were being annoying.
Yeah, I was complaining the whole time.
Like, okay, give it a rest.
Yeah.